dying of the family, because he had never been able to hold a pencil, brush, or bow. His sisters had been the artistic ones, he was always told, and then he unearthed the full text of Ovid's Medea, and their achievements had been eclipsed overnight.
"I don't know anything about literature," Beatrice Grant continued,
"especially classical literature, but you managed to appear on the front pages of some serious newspapers." And he considered he had earned himself enough money that he no longer needed to haunt provincial auction sale rooms and track down the relics of authors in the hope of unearthing a cache of unpublished novels.
"I won't ask how much you paid for it."
"Good," he declared, in part because he was not sure that he knew himself. Not exactly. He had no idea how much he had spent getting it authenticated. But the debts had kept growing. When he finally sold at auction the previous year, all of the newspapers reported the headline sum. But that was only half of the story. It was bought by an anonymous philanthropist on behalf of a museum, and they'd still not settled the full amount because they had a deal with the publisher who had yet to contribute their payment in lieu of a royalty.
"But will you tell me how you came by it?"
"There are legal reasons why I'd better not."
"Oh,"
she was slightly crestfallen. "Well, if I don't..."